Well, good morning, everybody. It's good to be with you. For those of you who might be guests with us today, my name is Mike Yoder, as you heard, and I am co-senior pastor along with my wife, Julie, and we have the privilege of leading and serving here. And so we're so excited that you are here with us. Welcome. You know, how many of you know there's just a lot of bad news in the world right now? If you don't know, good job keeping yourself out of it. Because the reality is it doesn't matter whether you're scrolling, you're streaming, or you're just simply listening to the people around you. It can feel like everything's broken. Wars, disaster, division, pain. And some of that may not be the things that you're hearing in the news or the things out there. Some of it's just the things that you're personally walking through. I know that there are many of you walking through some painful moments, some loss and grief. All of those things combine together sometimes when we're just inundated with those things, and it steals something. It can steal our hope. It brings pain and hurt that cause us to isolate. Worry and fear and anxiety try to rule the day. But today, I think it would be good for us to do something different, to maybe hear about some good news today. Do you want to hear about some good news today? Yes, good. I'm glad that we're all in agreement. If you do not want to hear good news, there's ministry time at the end, and we can get taken that. That's good. Well, this week in the One-Year Bible, if you've been reading the One-Year Bible with us, I hope you have. We've been reading some powerful psalms, and we've been talking about the psalms over the last couple of weeks on our Sundays. And I was reading in Psalm 23, and again, I just love this reminder to us, and many of you have read Psalm 23 before. It's a very famous psalm from King David. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I have all that I need." That's a very simple snippet from that psalm. There's a lot more to unpack in that. We won't do that today, but just a reminder, the Lord is my shepherd. He has all that I need. This is such a powerful declaration of trust and peace when we're in the middle of uncertainty. And then again in Psalm 24, we read this on Friday. This is verses 1 and 2. It says this, and I want hear what it's establishing in just these two verses. And we're going to read a little bit more of this at the end. It says this, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to him. For he laid the earth's foundation on the seas and he built it on the ocean depths." So not only is the Lord our shepherd here, he's the one who rules over all of it. The whole earth is his. I love these psalms. These psalms are reframing how we think about what's happening in the world. Because it can sometimes feel like things are out of control. Nobody's in charge, but guess what? The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. He's the creator, the sustainer of everything in our life, in our work, in our family, in our home. All of it is his. That is good news. That is such good news. He's still in charge, leading, providing. He's still moving. God is not going anywhere. That should help us in those moments of despair. That should help reframe how we're thinking about all of these things. And I love what God has been doing because we have seen the evidence of him moving all around us. We see it when we gather. We see it when we're scattered. God's moving in all these many places. But God's not just moving here. He's moving all over the world. The Spirit of God is very active. And this is a season we need to pay attention because this is a season of being naturally supernatural. What he's doing here, he's doing all across the world. And just a few weeks ago, in evidence of that, I saw our fellow Vineyard churches in the UK and Ireland, I just saw this on Instagram, were celebrating a mass baptism where more than 90 people were baptized in a single day. Come on. There is so much encouragement when we pay attention to the way that God is moving. When God's moving, he's often moving across the earth. We've seen revival and baptism at college campuses across the country where thousands are saying yes to him and getting baptized. And I believe that's going to be happening right in our backyard, is it not, TVC College? Come on. Research, those who do church research, show that for the first time in years, we are seeing a marked increase in church attendance across the board. Especially among young people. That is good news, people. That is good news. And it should be evidence that we should be filled with hope about how the kingdom is expanding because God's drawing people to himself. He's restoring what was broken and he's healing what seemed beyond repair. And we get to be part of it. We get to join with Jesus in all that he's doing here, near, and far away. And so today, what I want to do is to stir your faith. I want to remind us that we're part of something that's much bigger than ourselves. And I want to share stories with you and stories of how God is at work across the globe through some people that we know and love. So do you want to be encouraged in your faith today? Do you want to be encouraged in your faith today? Yes, then let's open our hearts because that's what we're going to do. But first, we're going to start by inviting the Holy Spirit to come. So Holy Spirit, we're so thankful for you. We're so thankful for your presence here today. And we invite you to come, to be our encourager, to be our comforter for those who need comforter, to walk with us today, to teach us what you have, to show us how you are alive and well and moving in the world today. Amen. All right, well, for the first part of today's message, I have the joy of inviting Stephen and Anna Price, our missionaries in Guadalajara, Mexico, to come up and share with us. I'll give you a little background as they make their way up. Over the past year, they've not only settled into their new home, which many of you here in this church helped them to actually obtain. So thank you for your generosity. It's well spent and an investment that's already returning incredible returns on that. So we're so excited that they're here. They've done that. They've established that. They've also stepped into some really cool ministry doors and some things that God is doing here there in their city. Now, just a little context for those of you who may not know Stephen and Anna. Stephen and Anna were actually sent out as missionaries from this church more than 10 years ago. They spent the first 10 years of ministry in Zacatecas, where they planted a church, raised up leaders, established that church, and then were able to turn it over to those leaders who were there from their city. And then you spent a year on sabbatical here about a year ago. And then last year, we sent them off onto this new adventure in this new mission field of Guadalajara. And a very interesting and fun fact, if you don't know, Anna is actually, she grew up in this church. She was a kingdom kid in this church who got baptized as a kingdom kid. And I'm so excited because we're gonna baptize some kingdom kids today, some kids who have said yes to Jesus to be forever friends. And I want you to hear the story of somebody who's walked this out, lived this out, and now is living the mission, living this out on the mission field, but doing it in a very naturally supernatural way. We're gonna hear that throughout their story. So welcome, guys. Thank you so much for joining us. Last year, I think we were up on the stage talking about this new adventure and what you guys had hoped to do. And we had some fun stories even then to share before we left. And tell us a little bit about what God's been doing since you guys have been in Guadalajara.
Yeah, so almost exactly a year ago today, we made the big move, you know, back to Mexico, got all our stuff all the way to Guadalajara, got moved into the new house and did a lot of painting and got the kids in school. They really liked their new school, which we're so thankful for. And we started to learn this huge new city. You know, Guadalajara is about the size of New York City.
Yes.
So it's a big place.
Big city, big place. Well, if you were thinking like Mission Field and the villages and the outposts, that is not the case. They are right in the middle of a very large and populous city.
Exactly. This is the second biggest city in Mexico. So we have a lot to learn, but we've been working on that.
Yep.
And, you know, we've been learning the parts of the city because as church planters, you know, we're trying to plant a vineyard church in Guadalajara, and we need to make disciples in each part of the pockets of the city. You know, whether it's the north side, the south side, east and west, we need to find and make disciples in all those places. So that's what we've been working on laying the groundwork for. Part of that is building a team. And, you know, before we moved down there, we didn't have a team. So we prayed a lot.
And some kids.
We did. Right, a team of four.
You two and kids. Some kids. Well done.
Yes. So that was our team. And so we prayed a lot because we needed Jesus to move, and he did. You know, we have three very gifted people in addition to our family on our team now, and we're so thankful for what God's already taught them and how they're working well with us.
Yeah. And the house was so important because that's home base for ministry. And a lot of what you guys are looking to do and your goals were to establish house churches. So you're setting a model for what that looks like in that space and what that does. So you're raising up leaders, and that's kind of the first step, is to raise a team of leaders and people can do that. How has the Holy Spirit kind of been leading you? What doors has he opened for ministry as you guys have started?
So as we just go about our natural lives, you know, as spiritual people as well, we get, you know, the Holy Spirit invites us into different relationships and conversations with people.
Yeah.
And again, with some gym bros. I was
gym bros, okay.
To some new guys at the gym. If you're familiar with another story about a guy named Juan.
Juan. Is Juan here today? I don't know if Juan's... Oh, there's Juan right in the back. Hey, say Juan. Hi, Juan.
Hey, Juan.
If you were here 1 year ago, he told another story from the gym was meeting a man named Juan, who you led to Jesus, and then he began to serve. And Juan, we're so proud of you as you said yes. He went through the Alpha program, and now he's serving in a prison ministry, serving in some of the very places where you were at. And so, well done. So you have a gym theme going on with your life.
I think like so. I
every
think
time we bring you up, if you don't have one next year, I'm gonna be really disappointed, I guess.
Well, we're just putting the pressure
putting
on.
Some
the
pressure
Spirit.
On. I'm putting some pressure.
So yeah, just having, you know, conversations with a guy at the gym. He's all tatted up, and he was like, "Yeah, I used to live in LA." Uh-huh. He was speaking to me in English, which is kind of weird. You know, I even spoke to Juan in Spanish, and I was like, "Okay, you know, what's up?" And he's like, "Well, why are you here?" He's like, "Are you a pastor by chance?" And I was like, "Oh man, you're outing me in front of everybody. Like, shh, keep it down." He was just like, "Hey, you know, I just really want to walk out my faith. I really feel like the Holy Spirit's inviting me in a relationship, a deeper relationship with Jesus, maybe inviting me into ministry. Would you work with me?" Mm-hmm. Like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, "Hey, actually, I have two of my sons are in this rehab facility. They were dealing with addiction.
Yeah.
And I have an open opportunity to do some ministry there. Would you want to come along with?"
Yeah.
And I was like, in the flesh, I was like, "Yeah, you know, that wasn't part of my plan. I wasn't really feeling like that." Mm-hmm. But the Holy Spirit was like, "No, you need to go." And so we went, and it was a good time, an interesting time to get connected with these people.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit really opened up some opportunities for us to continue a connection there.
And so this rehab center was not on the wasn't on the plans we talked about when we sent, you know, when we were sending you out of saying, "Here's what our goals are." But again, you're following the Holy Spirit and being obedient. Again, I just love that theme that you're going to hear is, what is the Holy Spirit doing, and how are we surrendering and saying yes to that? Because these are things that we can do. This isn't just like, "Hey, we're on the mission field and they're doing it." They're doing this as you're putting your kids through school and you're helping them with homework and you're going to the grocery store and you're going to small group and trying to make connections and relationships. All of those things happening very naturally, supernatural. So what was the next outcome to that? What did that look like as you guys move forward with the rehab thing?
Yeah, so kind of the next part of the story occurred when TVC College came to visit us.
TVC College, who is right here. You know, we got a few. So that was a missions team that came down, which was the first missions first missions team you hosted since you've been in Guadalajara. So that was the very first one. So there wasn't a lot. Tell us a little bit about how that all came about.
We were very thankful for TVC College and their graciousness with us. They're willing to not have as much of a plan as I would have liked to have given them because, like Mike says, it was our first ever mission trip in this city. So a lot of the things we were trying with them, it was the first time we were trying them too.
Yeah.
it was the second time we were going there. But, I didn't know what the day was going to look like. I knew that we're going to be there, we're going to serve, but I didn't know what we were going to do. So we showed up right after the residents had breakfast. And it's about 100 people's worth of dishes. And we were sitting, us and the TVC College team, and... You know, I started to get antsy and thought, you know, like, they came here to do something, not just to sit.
Mm-hmm. And you're a good mom, and you saw this. So.
And I saw all those dishes,
yep,
right?
See.
So I asked the leaders of the rehab, you know, would it be okay if we washed your dishes? Because these visitors came to do things, not just to sit and watch. And immediately they were shocked. They were like, "What do you mean you came here to wash dishes? That's odd, you know, we don't expect that." And I said, "No, they want to wash your dishes."
Whether they know it or not, they want to wash
They want to. And so they jumped in the TVC College team, and they washed all these dishes in the hot sun. And, you know, Mike, that is something the guys, the residents of this rehab center still talk about today. You know, that remember when those people came from that far away and they washed our dishes, you know?
Yeah.
And it was an amazing servant, humble way to show these guys Jesus' love, show these guys who Jesus really is, you know, and they washed dishes first, and then they preached second, you know.
That's really good.
But I think that opened up hearts for the message. It opened up hearts for the truth of Jesus.
That's so good. I love that example. Again, kingdom leadership looks like servant leadership. Right? Often the first open door comes when we serve before we tell people what they should do. they see what our life looks like. And so shout out to those who were part of that and to our TVC college team for just being a great example of bringing the good news through the life and servant leadership that you did. So good, so good. So kind of what was the progression of that? So that was your very, that was the second time you guys had even been to this rehab center. Then what was happening there and what developed in them with some breakthrough?
So we went back as a follow-up a little bit later to just kind of experiment and see what mm-hmm. were some things that they were needing here and how could we partner with them.
Yeah.
And so went and did some worship, just me and my guitar, the wife and I singing. Mm-hmm. Did worship for an hour.
Yeah.
And it was just really neat to, for them to experience it because they actually said, you know, we've never really done this kind of like songs to God.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? And so we're like, all right, we'll just practice that some more. We'll just yeah. do that. We didn't go with a message or a word. We just went and tried mm-hmm. to encourage them. And then we just naturally, supernaturally went into a time of ministry and mm-hmm. started praying over them. And it was just a beautiful thing to see as I'm praying for a guy who's got face tattoos, a pretty rough character. And as I'm praying for him, like his tears are dripping on my hand that's on his chest. Mm. You know, like his heart was being softened. Yeah. By the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
And this is not a soft guy. This is
no, not at
if
all.
If they're in this facility, it's because there's some serious issues that are happening in
for
their
sure.
life. Yeah,
for sure. And then we also just kind of came to the conclusion, like, how many of these people have Bibles?
Mm,
you know, like a practical need, you know, in the kingdom is like, hey, who's got Bibles? And we can find out only two guys had Bibles, and one of them we had just gifted to someone that we had took yeah. to rehab.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we're in a bit of a Bible drought. Like, yeah. we need to find something. And so from 1 week to the next, we were like, all right, well, who wants a Bible? And they're like, every hand went up. I want a Bible. I want yeah. a Bible. And so we're like, okay. So we prayed, and one of our leaders on our team was like, hey, I can go to this pastor's meeting, mm-hmm. and I will see if anyone, any pastor there has a Bible that we can get a hold of. And so we're like, okay, sounds good. So she goes to this meeting. She stands up and says, pastors, I have a need for Bibles. And just so happened at that same meeting was a guy from Gideon's International.
Wow.
And he stood up and goes, I have Bibles. And we're like, okay, would you be willing to come and do a Bible event? And he's like, yeah.
Wow.
So he came and was going to gift Bibles. And so it was really exciting because that next week, we're like,
this
hey.
This is a one-week time frame. You prayed with
week.
Them and say, you need Bibles. Let's pray for Bibles.
Yep.
Next week, you're coming back.
Yeah. Okay. And so we show up. And we're doing our, like, getting ready to do Alpha.
Yeah.
And so we're like, hey, guys, this afternoon, I have a special guest coming, and everyone's going to get a Bible. And they just erupted in cheering and clapping, and we're just so excited.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're going to get their own personal Bible. You know, something
That's
that
amazing.
We may take for granted, they were just so excited to get. Because culturally, it's not something that everyone has.
Right.
And so there's a picture of a guy. Here they are getting their Bibles. They have them. They're looking through them. And the Holy Spirit highlighted the guy in plaid to me. In this, before he held his Bible in both his hands, kissed the cover, like smelling through the pages. Just, you would have thought I had handed him $100, like $1 million, Mike.
Wow.
Like it was just
incredible
to yeah. see him just so raw, wanting and hungry for God's word.
Yeah, I love that because, again, as we talk about what God's doing here, he's doing across the world. And, you know, we've seen this hunger for God's word as we've read through the one-year Bible for the last year and a half together. And you guys were part of that. You were here before you left. That was the first thing that you did. And so to see that being revived by his wind and his word, right? You're following the leading of the Holy Spirit. And then we're saying, hey, you need to get established in his word. And what has been the fruit as the hunger for the word has had there?
Yeah, I mean, so our team continues to go back weekly, even while we're here. And they told us that, you know, last week when they went, the guys are now bringing their Bible and showing our team members, the leaders, you know, this is what I read last week, and this is what I learned in my Bible, you know, on my own time with God.
They're doing it now.
Yeah.
It's not just, they're not just coming because yeah. it's an event they can do that
exactly.
breaks up the doldrum of the day. They're doing it on their own and then saying, this is what I learned in the Bible.
Right.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Now, you mentioned that Alpha was something that you guys had started. Talk a little bit about, like, leading Alpha. What has been the fruit of that? How has that played out for you guys?
So, I mean, Alpha was a thing the Holy Spirit brought to mind to start with at the rehab center because it covers so well very many basic things we need to start with.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do we pray? Who's Jesus? Why did he have to die? And those are all things we wanted these guys to know, and we knew that they needed to be exposed to. So we started Alpha, and we broke them into groups and started discipling people that way.
Yeah, I love that. And we got some Alpha, grads in the room today. Anybody? Alpha leaders and grads in the room today. Alpha, again, has been an awesome ministry. It's been part of our church ministry here for more than 20 years. And we've just seen incredible fruit, especially even in the last year. Just God has just put a resurgence and a fresh breath of life on that. So I love to hear Alpha happening, again, all the way in Guadalajara and what God is doing here. In fact, if you're interested in Alpha here, we're prepared. We have a slide. You can come September 9th. Here's what I would encourage you as you hear this. It may not be the thing you need. It might be. But it also might be somebody that you know this would be great for. Invite them. Come along with them and bring them with. This is a great invitational place to get the basics of faith, understanding whether they're seeking and just want to know more information or maybe they're brand new to the faith. This is a great class. I encourage you, get signed up. It has had such fruit here, and you guys are seeing incredible fruit as well. Continue to just talk a little bit about what's that fruit been.
Yeah, so as we've been doing Alpha, these guys, part of the culture is part of gang culture, drug culture, is the saint of death. And so it's very common for people to...
It's like worshiping.
Worship, yep, and use it as like a protection thing. So they'll have like necklaces of this, altars or this necklace of the saint of death around their neck they believe is protection so that they don't end up getting killed or taken out in their sphere of doing things. But as we've been bringing the Holy Spirit and we're teaching through Alpha and they're reading their Bible, these guys are coming up to us week after week like, I feel compelled that I need to get this up. Like, I need to let this go. And so it's been really neat to just see people without us saying, hey, you probably shouldn't do this. It's just the Holy Spirit saying, I cannot read my word. I cannot read the Bible and have this around my neck.
Yeah, these things aren't compatible.
Right.
My engagement with the word, my engagement with the Holy Spirit, they're not compatible with each other.
Yeah, that's really good. And so then the guy that I had prayed for a couple weeks prior, with the tears and everything, he sought out one of our leaders and was like, hey, I need you to pray for me. Now, this happened to be one of the, probably on our team, most gifted in deliverance. And so it was really neat to get her to walk with this guy through what he felt like he needed to get free from. And the story of that is he closed his eyes. He was walking through something he had done previously for Satan.
Yeah.
He had a pact. And he says, in this, in my mind's eye, I let go of this animal that I had. And he said, and then right after that, my eyes, everything got bright white light in my eyes. And he said, he heard the Holy Spirit or saying the Father told him, like, you are free from the pact that you had made.
Wow. So good. That's so good. Yeah, the good news sets people free. That's what we can hear in this. The good news sets people free. And if you're not familiar with deliverance and what that is, it's simply the process of setting people free, specifically from demonic influence, oppression, or bondage, often, again, through pacts or things that they've done or made connections with. And we do that simply through the authority of Jesus. And you're seeing that being played out. It's kind of like watching the early church, like being lived out as you guys share with them. It's the kingdom of God is coming in and breaking the bondage of sin and Satan in the lives of these people, and they're experiencing transformation through that as you guys extend that. So,
yeah, and part of Alpha, of course, a really fun part of Alpha is Holy Spirit Days and getting to learn about the Holy Spirit.
Yep.
So we did that at Rehab too, and when we did that, one of the first things we did was we had like four or five guys come up in front, and we prayed, Holy Spirit, come. And started to talk with the rest of the guys watching, like, this is what it looks like when the Holy Spirit fills somebody, or when this is what they're feeling, you know, when they feel the Holy Spirit. And it was really neat. All the guys felt something, whether it was a vibe they talked about, you know,
Holy Spirit vibe.
It was all positive. You know, they all wanted more of that. And in fact, a guy in the back shot his hand up, and we were also kind of doing question and answer, you know, because we're all learning about this stuff. And I, you know, sort of calling him for a question, and he says, can I go? And I said, go where? You know, like, he says, can I go up? Can I be next? And we're like, okay, yeah. This is going to be more than four or five people. So then we just did rounds of
of people coming to get filled with the Holy Spirit. I love it. Yes. Yeah.
So that was Holy Spirit Day. And then, you know, like I say, which was really neat to be, to see them experience the Holy Spirit for the first time, or at least know his name, you know.
Yeah.
And then at the end of Alpha, we did a graduation for these guys. So this is them with their Alpha certificates.
Oh, yeah. I love it. That's awesome. Well done. Yeah.
This is actually July 10th, so this just happened.
Very fresh, yes.
Yeah. We brought cake, we brought lunch. It was a really fun day. And it was also really fun because a lot of these guys never graduated, never finished elementary school even, much less junior high and high school. Some of them don't even read. So to be able to just have a party and say, you did something really great, you know,
yeah.
And celebrate something positive in their life was really powerful. But then along with that, you know, kind of as a closing to Alpha and figuring out where we are in discipleship with them, we said, who is ready to, like, take the next steps? Who's ready to be a disciple and follow Jesus and obey him? And 35 men decided that they are ready to take that road.
Come on. That's so good. 35. Come on. Yeah. I just love God doing all of these things in so many different ways and different places. And just the hope that that brings, again, to come in, to step in. It wasn't part of your plan, but it was part of the Holy Spirit's plan. So talk about what has been happening outside of the rehab center. And then kind of what is your vision that you see that we can be thinking about and praying for you guys as you go into this next year?
Right. So back to Guadalajara being a huge city, you know, the rehab is just in one part of town. And we still need to reach the families that go to our kids' school. You know, that's part of the people we pray for and connect with. Mm-hmm. And even other people we've made connections with throughout the city. And we pray for, you know, Lord, send us somebody from each part. Mm-hmm. And one of those people has been a mom and her daughter. And I do DBS, Discovery Bible Studies, with them. And that's just a simple way to read the word, figure out what God's saying, and respond in obedience to him. Mm-hmm. And the daughter of that family, she decided to get baptized in July as well.
Come on. Oh, I love that. So as you're thinking about, again, thinking about this next year, what are your hopes for? Like, what do these people in the rehab do? What are you guys doing next? How can we be praying and thinking about and supporting what you guys are doing?
Yeah, so since our city is kind of big, as we mentioned, what we're trying to do is partner with them and see what God's calling them into. The last session of Alpha has a really good question. It says, would you be interested in having a group in your home in the future?
Yeah.
And so I just kind of poised that question to them, like, what would this look like going forward? And they were kind of not getting in, because, you know, we're in rehabs. So they're like, doing it here? I was like, no. I was like, what would it be like if I were to go to your house and try and do this? And they kind of sat for a second, and then, like, oh, they started laughing. They're like, yeah, I don't know that you would be able to make it into my neighborhood. You know, like, your truck would probably get stolen, right. Or, you know, you're really white. And I was like, okay, fair enough. Yeah. I was like, but how about you? Would you go to your community? And they're like, yeah, maybe the Holy Spirit's, like, stirring me to go. And so, yeah, we're really excited about that because they're seeing it. They're taking ownership and saying, God's calling me to the least, last, and lost in my community. You know, and so that's kind of been our motivation, is that we're hoping that God will use these guys to help us church plant, help us reach the people that need the kingdom of God, reaching them.
So as we find these leaders, as we train people
that's
up,
so good.
You know, we plan on coaching them and keeping in contact with them, encouraging them to keep doing this in their communities, and in that way, make a network of house churches and the Vineyard Guadalajara.
I love it. You guys are doing such a good job. You're doing an amazing job. Thank you for saying yes. Thank you for all that you have done to pour into, to see the kingdom come right where you're at. Now, if you want some more information, I want to give a couple of action steps on how we can continue to support them. Obviously, we can support them by prayer. You guys are going to have a table actually in the Commons, so you guys can just connect with them right after this. There's a table right out here, right in about the middle of the Commons. You can't miss it. And to pray for them, but knowing what to pray for, getting on your email newsletter is a great way to get information. And then, of course, financial support is always a way to do that. I know many of you are already graciously and generously supporting them. Thank you for doing that. If you would like and be interested in doing that, come and talk to them. They can show you how to do that. You can do it right through our giving portal here as well. We have a system set up to do all of that. But you guys are doing such good work, and I love the encouragement. Is this not good news? Is this good news to hear what's happening in Guadalajara? Can we pray for them? Would you guys reach out your hands? I just want to pray for them as we end. Father, we're so thankful for all that you're doing. And God, we thank you for Stephen and Anna and their family and the leaders. God, we just thank you for the fruit of their work already. We pray that you would continue to thrive and multiply everything that they're doing right where they're at. Thank you for the good news being shared with their city. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you guys for coming up. We appreciate you. All right. Well, I love the opportunity again that we have to share. Now, this wasn't actually the original plan for the Sunday. Can I give you a little bit of background information? So the good news of things that God is moving here, he's moving powerfully, and we're seeing God, people say yes to him and baptisms. And back in the week after Easter, we did our normally scheduled baptism services. But we had so many people sign up for baptism, like 76 people sign up. We had to add a Sunday night service. And you're like, you know what we should do? Instead of our regular, like, two times a year that we do baptism, we should add another baptism service. And then God's like, what if you just, like, baptize people all the time and stopped waiting every two times? So this was that weekend. We picked August 3rd, and then God said, I have other plans. It wasn't our plan, but it was the Holy Spirit's plan. And I recognize it's different. I love our baptism weekends. I loved what we got to do, but I also love being obedient to what Jesus is doing. And that's what we're doing, just as you heard from Steve and Anna, like continuously saying yes to what God is doing. And by his grace, in the last 3 months, we've baptized about over 200 people. And I don't say that because I want to stand here and tell you how to brag. I'm telling you, some of you are being called to step into new places because we need to pick up the babies. We need to say yes to discipleship, to say yes to how do we train them? How do we raise people up to know how to live this thing out? But it's good news. These are the problems we want to have. This is good news. And I want to come back and read a little bit of Psalm 24 because it's such a powerful scripture. And here's what I want you to hear as I'm just going to read. It's a short psalm, but it's so powerful. We read just those first two verses. What is it establishing here? In a world full of chaos, what is it establishing here? I want you to hear this, and we're gonna hear it repeated even as we worship in just a few minutes. It says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all its people belong to him. For he laid the earth's foundations on the seas, he built it in the ocean depths. Who may climb the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who do not worship idols and never tell lies. This is an invitation that I want you guys to hear right now. For some of you, you're hearing these stories and you're hearing the things that were shared today, and God is pressing on your heart. He's saying, I have more for you right now. How will I stand with the Lord? Only those whose hands and hearts are pure, who don't worship idols and never tell lies. What if that's not my testimony? What if that's not me? How do I get there if that's what I have to be? Here's the thing. None of us can do this on our own. We need Jesus. The only way is through Jesus. And when we say yes to Jesus, it says they will receive the Lord's blessings. They'll have a right relationship with God, their Savior. This is the answer. Such people may seek you and worship in your presence, O God of Jacob. That's calling you to open up your heart. He says, open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors. Let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. He is not a weak God. The Lord, invincible in battle. He is undefeated. Open up ancient gates, open up ancient doors. Let the King of Glory enter. Who is the King of Glory? Is the Lord of Heaven's armies. He is the King of Glory. We do not serve who is one who is at the whim of bad news around us. Even in the midst of it, he said he's with us. He's never gonna forsake us. We can have those clean hands and pure heart when we say yes to Jesus. That's what baptism is about. When we say yes to him, baptism is an outward symbol of an inward reality of what Jesus has done to give us clean hands and a pure heart. That's what Jesus is doing. God is moving so powerfully. We're seeing people's hearts awaken as they surrender their lives to Jesus in this season. It's beautiful. We're seeing whole families transformed. I've seen whole families get up and be baptized together in this season. We've seen this wave of invitation as people are saying, I want people to come and experience the hope that I have, the good news that lives with inside of me. I've loved our young people as they are leading the way with boldness of invitation to share the good news in their school, in their on the streets and wherever they're going after it and proclaiming the good news. Just this week, I got a testimony of a marriage that was healed and restored because of what God is doing, where they were completely separate, living separately and now coming back together. We're seeing faith reignited as people return to Jesus and discover the truth of the gospel. And we're seeing miracles and healings and deliverance because where the Spirit of God is, His truth is, and where His truth is, it sets people free, just as in the stories we had. Some of you need to be set free today. Some of you need freedom from those cycles of addiction, those places where hurt and pain are keeping you bound. Jesus wants to set you free. And you're gonna have an opportunity to respond. As we move into worship, you're gonna have an opportunity. You want to say yes to Jesus. If you need a fresh infilling of His Spirit in your life, you just need somebody to pray for you, or maybe you want to say yes to baptism yourself today. We're going to have an opportunity. We're going to have a team that's down here, a discernment team that will pray with you and talk you through that. And during worship, you can respond. And I encourage you, part of hearing the good news is responding to what the one who brings that good news says. It's living in obedience to Him. Today, as you see, we have the privilege of some of our Kingdom kids joining us today because some of them are ready to say yes to baptism because they've said yes to Jesus. In fact, we just had our kids conference, which is wrapping up yesterday and actually some in the morning today. As my daughter said, it's not kids conference, it's kids conf. Yeah, shorten it up, get it right, Dad. Five-year-olds are very opinionated, as I'm learning. It was an amazing time. She had a blast, and I know at least 7 or 8 kids who said yes to Jesus, and I think 13 who are saying yes to baptism today, some this morning already, and we have some more during second service who are gonna do that. It was awesome. I heard the testimonies of the kids who were so excited about Jesus, to proclaim their love for Him, to proclaim how they'd encountered His love and His presence. Can we just say a thank you to Taylor and the Kingdom Kids team and the conference team? You guys are doing an incredible job. An incredible job of leading this next generation. I am so proud of you for all the work that you are doing. And they're lining up over here. So a couple of things that are happening. You'll see some students, some kids that are lining up here with their families. For those of you who are here to celebrate with them, that's the order that they're gonna be baptized. And if you'll notice, we have a nice little area right down here in front of the stanchions. If you wanna come up and be a part of when they're getting baptized, be close, take pictures, celebrate, cheer them on, give them a hug, just come right up here and be part of that. And then when they're done, just make room for the next family to come up and see them doing that. So we're doing that just a little bit differently, but the tank, as you see, is over here. It's close where you can do that. They're gonna go first, and we will also continue to have an opportunity for anybody that wants to get baptized today, wants to say yes to Jesus, to rededicating their life. That is part of that discernment team that we're gonna have up here. Final note for you parents, we love that our kids are in here. They will go at the end of this. Those kids will go back to Kingdom Kids. You can check them out there. Don't check them out here, just for their safety so we can keep accountability of where all of them are at. So pick them up back there. Would you please stand as we transition now into worship? I'm gonna just pray. And I want that Psalm 24 to be in your mind. Who is God? Who's in charge? What is He doing for you and with you? As we worship Him today, and as we celebrate what He's doing in the lives of these kids today. So, Holy Spirit, we thank You. We thank You for Your presence here today. We invite You into this time of worship as we put our attention and our focus on You and You alone, Jesus. We thank You. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship.